And it is I, Bill Buckmaster, the name of the show, my last name, Buckmaster, on the other side of the glass, producing and engineering our show today. Does such a very, an able a job, exemplary, Mr. Ray Allen. Ray, good to see you, and together, Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show, the 10th of February, 2016, an unseasonably warm record temperature, probably of about 83, 84 degrees. Last year was a record too. So kind of something about this particular week of February recently has brought us some really, some might say, if you're like a winter visitor, hot temperatures. But it's better than the alternative in many places of the United States in winter, certainly.
I'm not complaining, Bill.
I'll stop complaining. We have a very full hour of content as usual. We begin with Sahuarita School Superintendent Dr. Manny Valenzuela, followed by Pima County reporter, recorder F. Ann Rodriguez. What's going on with this upcoming Arizona presidential preference election? So much confusion. It's not a primary, but we'll find out what it really is. And then at 12:30, Republican Marla Claussen, supervisorial candidate, how's that, in District Number 4, a Republican, and we'll close out with a preview of the 62nd Annual Gem and Mineral Show this week at the TCC. This is the show that really started it all and really began the whole gem, mineral, and fossil showcase that we have come to know and love. The Buckmaster Show Live line is open for you and your questions, comments, suggestions for our guests. The number is 790-2040. We have a Facebook page. We like to call it very active. It's under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and you can follow us on Twitter. And slowly but surely, we're gaining a couple of Twitter followers every day. Let's go now on the live line to Dr. Manuel Valenzuela, the superintendent of the Sahuarita Unified School District. Dr. Valenzuela, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Mr. Buckmaster. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Have you made up your mind on Proposition 1, 2, 3? And this, of course, you would be speaking as a private citizen, a voting citizen, and not necessarily the superintendent.
You know, The issue is critical. It's complex. I know there's a lot of dialogue on all sides. Bill, when people ask me, as you said, as one individual, one person, what do you think of it? I summarize it in the phrase, it's necessary but not sufficient. You know, over the course of the last several years since the so-called Great Recession, Arizona schools have lost about $10 billion, and this plan would bring back a fraction of that, $3.5 billion over the course of 10 years. And it's been, controversial in some ways, but the factual reality of it is that our schools are deeply challenged, more so than ever before. I was talking to an individual the other day in our community that if you're a sixth grader right now in our schools, in Arizona, your schools have not been fully funded, even by the relatively modest standards of the state of Arizona, in your whole career. And if this passes, it's an opportunity to start infusing some very needed revenue to advance a strong educational agenda, which I believe most people would agree is critical to the long-term vitality and prosperity of our state.
How are you doing on teacher vacancies? I know you've had to use some substitutes, some long-term subs, and there seems to be a critical shortage developing of teachers in southern Arizona. Is that correct?
Well, yes, sir. And, you know, that's another complex and very critical issue. You know, recently I had a chance to meet with Richard Ingersoll. Professor Ingersoll is one of the nation's foremost authorities on this topic. He comes out of Penn, University of Pennsylvania. And he cites an interesting statistic. Nationwide, we graduate about 300,000 newly minted teachers. But the issue is not so much recruiting them. The issue is retaining them, because simultaneously, we lose about 500,000 of them for a variety of reasons. Some of them are demographic and probably span across different sectors. For example, the aging of the so-called baby boomer generation, we're not exempt from that. But there's also some other things that are pretty unique to our profession. You know, one of them is the demands of schools and public schools in today's context is probably unlike anything I've seen in 27 years. You know, in addition or despite research, there's practices that are being put into place that are at least questionable. To cite one quick example, recently the Regional Education Laboratory out of WestEd, it's a reputable research organization, found that you can only control or really account through value-added models for about half of a teacher's effect on learning in the classroom. That the other half is due to other variables, and that kind of makes sense, but yet we're implementing reforms that are waging pretty significant stakes on and pressures on those determinations related, for example, to students' test scores as a function of the teacher's status, the teacher's evaluation, in some places in the country, the teacher's pay. So those are the profession's changing. The other thing is, our great state, and I'm a proud native. I love Arizona, but we have great universities. I'm a 2-time graduate of the University of Arizona, and yet, you know, I've seen the tuition of our state universities double in the last 7 or 8 years. And that's tough, you know, in a state that in its constitution states that it is supposed to provide education for its citizens. I believe the verbiage is as close to free as possible.
Yeah, that's what it
and
says.
So it's tough when students are asked to pay over $10,000 a year. Higher ed has been reduced significantly. I heard from one of my friends who's a dean at the University of Arizona that U of A only gets about 12% or 13%, 14% of its revenue from state aid. I mean, very largely more closer to a private school than a public school, if you use that standard. And then that results when you compare that to, you know, the compensation of professional educators which has been largely flat in the environment of these other demands and rising tuition. And it's just not a good recipe for retaining teachers. Now, in our community, we are working to find creative solutions in addition to advocacy for some of these critical issues. We're looking to create a collective impact, a shared focus on developing our teachers. For example, we have a new initiative which we're piloting called Solarita Teaching Fellows, and we're working with the University of Arizona specifically to identify our alum, our community people, our students, and to help identify them and to develop a program that will prepare them, provide them coaching, mentoring, mm-hmm. additional supports, and some incentives.
All right.
From the college days to working so that they'll not only go into the profession but stay.
Dr. Valenzuela, I've only got about 3 minutes, and I've got a couple more important issues. You were recently named by the Arizona School Administrators Association the Arizona Superintendent of the Year for large school districts, but some of your critics say that you've got the lowest paid teachers in the state, $9,000 less than the state average, and test scores in your district are lagging behind other districts in southern Arizona. The critics are upset that you got this award. What do you say to those people?
Well, first of all, I say that there's always more work to be done, and that the quest for excellence never ends. I guess, you know, I would say that there's very clear indication of progress. For example, to cite specific numbers, we initiated a quest strategically with our community to increase the number of students that are not only taking but mastering the College Board's Advanced Placement Program and through the National Math and Science Initiative. And last year, in the first year of this initiative, we doubled the number of courses that we're offering. We doubled the number of students who are taking at least one AP class from 185 to over 400. And we doubled the number of kids that are passing and getting college credits and being prepared for a post-secondary program. In terms of performance, I would address that. I would say that in regards to the citation about teacher salary, It's a critical priority of mine. In fact, I can tell you that if Prop 123 passes, and I said this publicly, one of my top priorities and I believe that our board is equally supportive, is we want to make sure that our salaries are as competitive as they can be. Across our state, that continues to be a challenge. You know, it's not always an apples-to-apples comparison when you look at state norms. For example, if you compare to Maricopa County, which has a different economy of scale, a different generally property wealth and total assessed valuation, different investment of Title I funds, more bigger districts, there's just so many variables that to make an apples-to-apples comparison and say, you know, your school district makes, you know, X number of dollars less than, you know, pick the district in Maricopa County, it's just not always an apples-to-apples comparison. Having said that, I do agree that we're not, our teachers in general are not paid enough for the demands and for the tremendous dedication and genuine energy and time that they invest in their students every day across our state. So I would concur with that. We've got work to do as a whole on that level.
All right. Dr. Valenzuela, I've only got about a minute left. I do appreciate you taking some time to speak with us. As far as a bond election, will this be the third time be the charm in that regard?
You know, again, these are times of great uncertainty. And what I do know is we're very fortunate. We have a community that's working together to thrive, to strive, to grow. And so we do have real needs for new schools, for infusion of capital to fix our older schools in a time of significant reduction. We are committed to reaching out to the community, presenting these issues, talking about what we're doing to move the district forward, and hearing from them about how together we're going to solve these issues. There are no easy answers, but I believe that by working together, we will find real solutions that will continue to move us forward in regards to education, workforce investment, economic development, and overall quality of life.
Dr. Valenzuela, thank you for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, sir.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Manuel Valenzuela on the live line. It's 12:16 going on to our next segment, and that will be coming up after we tell you about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's always a pleasure to tell the folks about that, all the listeners. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson, and it's a great, great place to kind of just explore, do some hiking, antiquing in historic Silver City, and great places to stay like Little Toad Creek Inn and Bear Creek Cabins. The full listing of 24 or so places to stay and the many things to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, on their website, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Pima County Recorder FN Rodriguez right after the break.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. To the live line we go, and Pima County Recorder F.N. Rodriguez. Ann, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing real well. A lot of confusion over this primary. It is a presidential preference election that is coming up on March 22nd. A lot of people are confused. Set us straight, please.
Well, the presidential preference election is a different type of election than our traditional primary elections that we have in August, which elect our local and statewide candidates. This is a different set of statutes. It's under Title 16-241, and it outlines, you know, how we conduct this election. So the biggest difference in between this election and our state traditional primary elections is that we call it a closed primary, and for this particular time, that only those that are registered as either a Republican, a Democrat, or a Green Party will be eligible for those elections. And in this county, we have over 160-some thousand registered independents, who these independents are party not designated or non-affiliated with the political party. They are used to either calling our office or going online and saying, send me this party ballot for the primary. They won't be able to do that for this presidential preference election. What they'll have to do is register under the political party affiliation of the candidate that they support for the presidential preference election, and then afterwards they can re-register back to becoming an independent. We go through this every 4 years when we approach this particular election. And people can do it very easily at the fingertips. They can go to Service Arizona. It's all one word. It's the Arizona Department of Motor Vehicle. As long as their address is current, they can go online, pick the political party of the presidential candidate that they like at this particular time, and they can get a request a ballot for that particular this particular election. And then after March 22nd, which is the presidential preference election, then they can go back to the same website, re-register again, and we'll move them back to being an independent or not affiliated. We're just trying to get the word out to these people because they're used to doing this. You know, they request their political party ballot. But this time you have to be registered under that political party affiliation.
And the state pays for this right now, but that may stop. There's legislation moving through up at the Capitol that would, the cost would then be borne by the parties involved. That's what I
understand. And years ago, Bill, it was down that way, where the political parties do it. And right now, as people are paying attention on what's going on nationally, first it was Iowa, last night it was New Hampshire, and we're moving on to North Carolina and Nevada. Every state is set up differently. Some states have a caucus. Some of them have a traditional election. Some allow independents to participate in that one. Like last night, they were allowing independents to participate. In this state of Arizona, so we can only follow the laws of the state of Arizona. They do not allow registered independents to participate unless they re-register to a political party affiliation. So if any of your listening audience have questions, they can simply call our office, 724-4330, and one of my staff members will help them explain to that one. But they can simply do this at Service Arizona. It's all one word and update. We don't want them, and the cutoff is February 22nd, so it's quickly approaching. We will know that some candidates will drop off as the process still moves down the road, as each state has their election for the political parties to select the nominee who will represent the political parties for President of the United States on the November ballot election.
So the Secretary of State will then divvy up the money to the counties to reimburse you, Ann, is that the way it works?
Yes, we've already provided our cost estimates to the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State has proposed one bill to reimburse the counties for our expenses. It actually doesn't cover the entire cost, but you know, that is our responsibility as a county function. And so along with that bill, she also introduced to do away with it and have this expense go back to the political parties to conduct. It actually changed when Governor Fife Symington was governor. He changed it so that the state would actually conduct it.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze a quick call in from Steve on the live line, 790-2040. Hey, Steve.
I just had a question. Why won't they allow independent voters to have their own voting? Why do they have to go, vote and say, I'm going to be Republican? Why can't you just say, I'm independent, I'm voting this way? Why can't they do that? Or is it a political thing where they don't want independents?
Okay. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay. That's a very simple. In the political parties actually sponsored this bill back when Governor Fife Symington was in, and at that time they wanted it closed, and that was the time that law was passed, and it's been never changed. Allowing independents to vote in our state primaries was actually something that the voters of the state of Arizona actually voted on, and it passed, and that's why independents can do in that one. So the only way we could change that is going back to the Capitol and go to the legislators and say, you guys need to change this so that the state of Arizona is uniform in how we conduct that. But right now, that's not the political will of the political parties to do that one.
Do you have any idea, Ann, does this kind of cut down on voting, having to go through a few hoops to do this? Do you have any idea on the kind of numbers that we can expect on this kind of thing?
Well, what we have, unfortunately, is that we will have a lot of voters who will show up on Election Day, or they're calling here saying, I want to get a ballot, and we're going through the whole explanation process. But what we're trying to do is reach those voters who are traditional voters that will show up on their polling location on Election Day, and they'll go in thinking that they can request one of the political party ballots, and they'll be given a provisional ballot, and then subsequently when we get it, we will decline it because they have not chosen the political party. So we're just trying to get the message out. This is a different type of election. It's different than our traditional elections that we're having out here. So we don't want to disenfranchise anyone, but this is the law that we're governed on, and so we have to implement the law.
Okay, before we wrap it up with F.N. Rodriguez, again, the Pima County Recorder, give us the information where some of our listeners can find out more information.
Well, they can call my office at 724-4330, and they can simply re-register to vote, to participate at online at servicearizona.com. But we'll walk them through and we'll guide them through it. We can't change the law right now. We can only adhere to what the law is right now.
F. Ann Rodriguez, thank you very much. Good talking with you, Ann.
Likewise. Have a good afternoon, and to your listeners.
Thank you very much. F. Ann Rodriguez, the longtime Pima County Recorder, with us on the Buckmaster Show, where it's exactly buzz 12:30, right on the dot. We'll take our mid-session break on Buckmaster midweek. Back with you in a few moments.
In southern Arizona, if you don't have termites yet, you will. Five Star Termite and Pest Control treats what the termites are after, your home. Don't treat the dirt, earth, ground, or soil. Foam the home. Call Five Star at 886-0045. Subterranean termites? Bad. Five Star Termite and Pest Control? Good. Soil treatments? Silly. Patented foaming treatment process. Smart. Homeowner who wants effective termite treatment contacts 5-Star at 886-0045 and 5startermite.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday as we talk with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Also, we'll preview this weekend's Old Fort Lowell Days event. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We also live stream our program along with podcasts and have our complete show archive available on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. To the Buckmaster Show. A lovely week in Southern Arizona. Time to get out and do some gardening. Welcome to our new sponsor, Green Things. All things green, they really are getting ready for spring, the spring gardening season. Jack and Jan, the owners over there, do such a great job right over there by the Rito River, 3384 East River Road, to be exact, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, kind of just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. You can find out about all the things they have to offer by going to their website, greenthingsaz.com. Check it out. I've been going there for years for all of my gardening needs, and all of my roses are from Green Things, and they've done very well. I've had great success with Green Things products, so check it out. Thank you to Green Things, our newest sponsor. Let's talk a little politics now. We go to the live line. Marla Clausen is with us on the live line. Marla, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing very good. Marla is an engineer, former business owner, and Navy combat veteran. She is running as a Republican in Pima County Supervisorial District number 4. That is the district that Ray Carroll, who had been on the board and has been on the board, will be about 20 years. Mr. Carroll announcing last week that he's retiring. Marla, why did you decide to get into this?
Well, it seems kind of crazy some days, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm running because, I think this Board of Supervisors is driving our county into the ground with its tax and spend policies. I've been at this since last May. I've been talking to people, and I've been going to the Board of Supervisors meetings for over a year now. And I will tell you, Bill, I believe our money is really being wasted. Our tax money is spent irresponsibly. It's not prioritized on our basic things that we need in our county, like our roads and keeping our deputies here. This county board automatically raises our taxes and sells bonds to provide services instead of first taking a look at the budget and trying to trim the budget first. Those have been my observations from going to the meetings, and I think they've created a high tax, high debt environment with our poor roads and few services. And to boot, I own my own small business, as you do, apparently. And we also have a complicated and expensive process to get businesses and development started, and I think that needs to be streamlined. So I think what we've been doing isn't working, and I think the leadership must change. So I stepped up. I got tired of shouting at my radio in the kitchen. That was unproductive, so I thought I would run for Pima County Supervisor.
Marla Clausen with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Marla, with Mr. Carroll now no longer in the picture, you're likely to have a candidate running against you in the primary, longtime automobile dealership. He was in the Steve Christie in the auto business for some 35 years. He's expected to announce here in a day or so. How does that change your strategy, Marla?
Well, it doesn't really change it too much. He doesn't have a voting record, obviously, to share with people like Mr. Carroll did. You know, by the way, I wish him and his family well. I didn't agree with everything he's done, but 20 years is a long time to serve your county, so mm-hmm. I wish him the best in his next endeavor. But, Bill, I don't think it really matters who my opponent is. I think it's the county that's the issue. It's the tax and spend business deficient mentality under which this county operates as the problem. And I've got some solutions, and those aren't going to change with a changing opponent. So we're just keeping on track to try to stick to what's good for Pima County and solutions, and that's what we're doing.
I understand you grew up in my home state, Illinois.
Yes. Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Wellmette on the North Shore of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Buffalo Grove.
Oh, okay.
All right. Not too far, really.
So give us a little thumbnail sketch about you and a little bit about your background, please.
Well, sure. I grew up in Illinois, like you, in a pretty conservative Republican family. I went to Iowa State University, and I received my industrial engineering degree. I never did any industrial engineering. I went into construction. I loved it, and I liked it, and I worked for project managers, and I eventually started my own construction management business. And I had that for 8 years. And at the same time, I was in the Navy Reserve, and I was deployed to Iraq in 2006, where I supervised construction out there of a working hostile airfield. I had to give up my business to go to Iraq, so when I came home, I had no business or no job. So I kind of switched gears a little bit for several reasons, and I got into naval intelligence, and I became a chief. And then I got into civilian intelligence, too, and I worked for the Department of Defense. So I've also been active in the Republican circuit here in Tucson, Republican precinct committeeman, and I fought hard to defeat those darn bonds with Jimmy Crawford and the gang. So that's what I've been doing here recently before deciding to run.
You earlier in our conversation, you said that you had some solutions to make Pima County a better place, a more business-friendly place. Could you share some of that with us, please?
Yes, I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty straightforward. I really do. We need to stop our irresponsible spending. And we need to prioritize that spending on our basic core county necessities, like paving our roads and paying our deputies their step pay increase. They're leaving our county for higher pay elsewhere, and I just don't think that's acceptable. So I would stop that. I would do that first. I'd also try to create a low-tax, low-debt environment, and we do that by providing services from our prioritized trim budget, not by just knee-jerk, first reaction, raising taxes and selling bonds to provide our services. I think that creates a high-tax, high-debt environment that business wants no part of. And thirdly, I would enact pro-business policies. I'd spend our tax money wisely, fix our roads, and streamline our county services, such as development services, so we can simplify business startups. And we need to make this a county in which business can thrive.
Marla Claussen with us on the Buckmaster Show. Marla, if you were to be elected to the board and the makeup of the board didn't change and it was still Democrats with a majority, are you a team player? Can you work with other people?
Well, I think, yeah, our solutions aren't just District 4 or Republican or Democrat. I believe that we have to work together to move forward, but we have to do something different. We cannot continue with a lot of the same policies as we've been having the past 20 years. I would work hard for my District 4 constituents especially, but all of Pima County is what's important.
Where do you live specifically? What part of the county?
We live in Tonka Verde, which is the very, very northeast corner of District 4, because mm-hmm. District 4 runs all the way down to from Mount Lemmon down to Green Valley. So it's a pretty vast area.
And how are the roads in your immediate area?
I think they're about the same everywhere, it seems.
Thought I'd ask. All right.
Yeah, why not, right? Had to.
Marla Claussen, do you have, and of course you've got a website that you would like folks to direct you to, correct?
Yes, thank you. Marla Claussen for supervisor.com, and that's spelled C-L-O-S-E-N. It's confusing, people. It's pronounced Claussen, but spelled Closen, C-L-O-S-E-N.
Yeah, that is a little confusing, and I was guilty of mispronouncing your name as promoting you earlier in the week, so forgive me for that.
Well, you're not the first, so
right.
Don't worry about it.
Marla, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Marla Claussen with us on The Buckmaster Show. We have a huge event coming up at the TCC for many decades. This is kind of the granddaddy of them all when it comes to the GEM Show. This is really what started it all. We're going to be previewing the 62nd Tucson Gem and Mineral Society event, their big event at the TCC. We'll do that right after we take another break, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Ryan Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
Hey, it's Gilbert. Gilbert Luna, our director of operations. He's incredible. So good to see you. How you doing, Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ken, looks like we did it again. Another 5-star event.
Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant. It's incredible. And our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Wow. It will be a hit at any special event. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. A little bump music from Coldplay, which was the featured act at the Super Bowl. We didn't really hear a lot of them, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, but heck, it was free. It was a free show, free halftime show at the Super Bowl. The main public event for the Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase gets underway this Thursday and runs through Sunday at the Tucson Convention Center with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's always good to see Paul Hartner with us. Paul is the show chair, and it's been 62 consecutive shows, the big event of the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks so much for having us out again this year. I love coming by and talking to you and talking with your listeners about the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, the first show that started all of the gem, mineral, and fossil showcase in Tucson that's become such an important event for the entire community.
And all of this began at an elementary school 62 years or so ago, and it then kind of graduated. Do we know a little bit about why the Gem and Mineral Show started?
Sure. I think right after World War II, you had all the GIs mm-hmm. that wanted to get out and do things on the weekend, and so Southern Arizona, with its great mining heritage, was an ideal place for these young fellas and their girlfriends or wives to go out over the weekend and start exploring old mines. And by the mid-50s, there was a core group in Tucson that thought, you know, we've got these things, let's have a gem and mineral show. And they started at the Helen Keeling Elementary School on tables with sheets on the tables. And now, 62 years later, at the Tucson Convention Center with a glorious setting and 200,000 square feet of space.
How has the show grown over the last few years? I know attendance has continued to climb, and you've got vendors, you've got museum representatives from all over the world.
The attendance has gradually climbed. Last year we had over 20,000 people through the doors for the 4 days, and it's a real tribute to not only the folks in Tucson, but the folks in the surrounding communities, and even get a lot of traffic from metropolitan Phoenix because it's such an easy drive to come down here. And a fabulous way to spend the day. It's a great family activity for young kids to parents to grandparents and every age in between.
There has been traditionally a gem or mineral that is showcased as kind of your marquee attraction. This year you're doing it a little bit different.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. We've had show themes for golds or aquamarines or wolfenite. But this year, the show theme is the color blue. And the reason for that is there are so many minerals that have a blue color, from the palest, lightest blues to the deepest dark blue, for example, from an azurite from Bisbee. So we thought it might be fun to showcase the colors and see these colors and the shades of blue, 50 shades of blue.
Well, 50 shades of blue. And is there any particular reason why blue is so predominant?
No, there really isn't, because it's the result of there are three or four reasons that minerals have different colors. But you see all colors of the spectrum, going back to when we were kids in school, the Roy G. Biv colors of the spectrum. And blue just happens to be a very predominant color.
Paul Hartner is with us, and Paul has been involved. You're show chair for how many years, Paul?
5 years.
5 years. But your interest in gem and minerals goes back a long way, I assume.
Absolutely. My grandfather, my mother's father, was a graduate mining engineer from the University of Utah in about 1912, and so his kids, and he moved to Arizona with his family. So as kids, whenever we'd be out, my grandfather always wanted to have a geology and mineralogy lesson. So in the early 50s, I started collecting, first competitively exhibited at the Arizona State Fair in about 1958. And like so many people with whatever their hobbies are, you sort of set them aside when you're in high school and college and raising a young family, and then you pick them up again. And that's exactly the pattern I followed. Our son and daughter were both interested. They loved coming down here, and I've got a 35-year-old son, a 30-year-old daughter, and both of them will be here for this weekend. And in our son's case, he's bringing his kids too. So it really is a generational activity, a lot of fun.
Paul Hartner is with us, and Paul, you have been, as I said, involved for many years with this show, and this year you have vendors will be from all over?
Every continent except for Antarctica.
They probably don't have many vendors down there.
Probably not, no. But they actually have. They actually have fabulous meteorite finds on Antarctica. But we have vendors from the continent of Africa, from South America, from Europe, from Asia, from Australia. We have all of the continents covered. Truly a broad-based, worldwide event that really your listeners in Tucson are fortunate to have this group of people come from all over the world to share not only their display specimens, but also their retail, their knowledge, and most important, just have a good time. That's really important.
Paul, how do you vet these vendors?
In our case at Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, it's a show by invitation, and if someone applies, they send in an application. That we look at their websites, we ask for personal references, we look at their inventory if it's possible, and we look for people that bring good quality inventory at fair prices. But even then, when I say fair prices, we'll have things at the show available for $2, $3, $5 on up to 6 and 7 figures. So the whole gamut.
And the kids can come out and they can buy, as you say, they'll be some very affordable things for the kids.
Absolutely. One of the things, Bill, and we talked about this before we went on the air, TGMS mission is education on earth science, and one of the things we do is invite school-age children to participate in the show as our guest on Friday morning. They come in, and one of the requirements for dealers, you talked about vetting dealers, one of the requirements is that the dealers must have affordable product for school-age kids, anywhere from 50 cents up to $5.
Wow. Well, that's very encouraging. So the whole family, it's a great event. And Smithsonian will be involved again, and they've been with you, I guess, since the 60s, one of your longtime museum partners.
Absolutely. I can't say enough about the Smithsonian and all of the museum partners that come back year after year. But the U.S. National Museum, the Smithsonian, as they're called, is the longest museum partner for TGMS. They brought a famous meteorite out about 50 years ago called the Tucson Ring. And this year, true to the color theme, they are bringing a sapphire. I haven't seen it yet, but I understand it is a spectacular gemstone, beautiful blue sapphire. And they'll probably have other things.
Transporting a lot of this material is a huge undertaking.
It absolutely is. Smithsonian has transport services. All the carriers bring product in. Brinks brings things in. Other security companies bring things in. And it is. But people have developed a routine, and they're very comfortable with their routine. Security is always an issue. We're attentive to that. The Tucson Police Department has been another longtime partner, and I can tell you that all of the guests are very happy to have the Tucson Police Department there.
This is really one of the big worldwide shows, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's another show in Munich, Germany, the last full weekend in October. That's a little bit different show in that all of the shows that we see around Tucson, the 45 or 48 different venues, if you were in Germany, all of those venues are at one location. So you've got this massive complex outside of Munich, Germany. It's a great, great event. And so just think about all of the venues on the frontage road and the westward look and the different hotel shows all being in one location. That's what Munich, Germany is like. But we believe ours is the biggest and the best show, but certainly our friends in Germany put on a fabulous show too.
Well, what's wonderful is the expansion and growth with the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society leading the way. It used to be it was pretty much this one weekend, then it expanded to a week, then 2 weeks. It's almost like 3 weeks. Pretty soon here, the whole showcase could wind up being a month, and that's good for our economy.
It's great for the economy. The dealers, of course, would like to get home. but you're absolutely right, Bill. I can remember 25 years mm-hmm. ago, it wasn't near as stretched out, but it is. And it truly is good for the economy. There was a study that was completed at the request of City of Tucson last year that estimated the economic impact of the entire gem, mineral, and fossil showcase at about $125 million new dollars mm-hmm. into the Tucson economy. And if you think about that, that's a lot of money. And I mention new dollars because it's people that wouldn't otherwise be in Tucson. They come specifically for this event with the motels and the cars and the restaurants, going to a movie or buying a book, going to buy clothes, whatever. Because if you're here for 3 or 4 weeks, you go out and shop and you spend money and do things. So it really is a great economic engine for the city of Tucson.
All right. Thursday through Sunday, Tucson Convention Center, right?
Absolutely. 260 South Church Street, 10 a.m. Thursday through Sunday. Close at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 o'clock on Sunday. Don't forget, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention to all you guys out there, Sunday's Valentine's Day, so keep that in mind. A great place to come shop for that special Valentine's gift.
Yeah,
thanks,
that
Bill.
Would be. Thanks. Paul Harder on the chair of the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society Big Show. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning we do 4 hours of local talk from 6 to 10. Then I'm back with you at 12:04 with the Buckmaster Show with Ray Allen. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.